This time by traveling, and we are heading towards the travel season. For some, it may already be the travel season. But joining us right now is Chris Amanici. He is the co-founder of SeatCash, an improved travel booking and management experience. Chris, thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Tell me, before we talk more about what's happening with travel trends, obviously your part of this equation is that you've helped develop an app or a process, if you will, called SeatCash that helps folks figure out what to do as far as traveling is concerned. Tell us a little bit about SeatCash.
Yes, SeatCash was founded, on the principles of being able to make life easy for folks to understand when to buy, and so they never have to search forever and ever. So we answer the proverbial questions for folks who are buying airline travel. When is the right time to buy, right? Based on when your intent shows up, right? So we've solved that problem. What we do is we predict how airfares are going to change over time for any specific itinerary within our portfolio. And with that, whenever you decide as a customer to say, hey, I want to go to New York from Charlotte, and it's today and you want to go for Memorial Day, we can tell you when exactly is the right time to buy.
And that does cut out a lot of the guesswork, because I know over the years when I've tried to book flights, there's like, okay, when do you do it? Do you do it like 2 months out, 6 weeks out, whatever? Let's talk. Let's talk a little bit about what trends you are seeing. Obviously, if you're in the business of helping folks figure out the best time to book flights and the best time to possibly travel, let's talk. Let's first look at the international travel. Of course, times are a little volatile these days. But what's the outlook for international travel?
Yeah, international travel actually is has been robust since the advent of COVID. Actually has been the one big spotlight out there, with a lot of folks, just going out, going to Europe, going to Asia lately, going to the Middle East, and really enjoying the benefits of that. What's happening now, and we had a reciprocal position, but what we're seeing is travel is down anywhere from 10 to 20%, depending on the region, coming into the United States. At the same time, the U.S. travel has not died down because the dollar is pretty good. What you find in the dollar is slightly beginning to tweak a bit. So we expect it's going to be a bit of a tough summer, but I think we may be early yet. The booking season really starts over the next few weeks for the summer season, and I think hopefully things clear out and the turbulence does not persist and the recession doesn't set up. We should see a lot more folks heading out.
It's interesting to note that you're seeing fewer travelers coming into the U.S., especially from places such as Canada and Europe, because of the ongoing political tensions. Let's shift gears to those of us who prefer just to stay in the good old U.S. of A. and travel. What are we seeing as far as domestic travel is concerned?
Yeah, I mean, the economic tensions are there. There are folks who are holding back. And so we've seen a bit of a slight change in the travel patterns, but the domestic travel is still slightly more robust than what it used to be. It should be slightly higher, but there's still bargains everywhere, and especially out of the Charlotte market. The fares are still relatively good, as you can fly to the West Coast, you can fly to Vegas, you can fly to New Orleans. And you have a good booking window, anywhere between 30 days to your departure to around 21 days to your departure, where you can still get good bargains.
Well, we've just about run out of time. We've talked a little bit about, we want to make sure you mention this safe, affordable, premium experience tool called FareX. So tell us where people can find out that and use that as they make their travel plans.
Yes, our product, FareX, is FareX.ai. Simply just put that into your browser and you'll get us. It's a good planning tool. We've got, you know, slightly over about 25 markets or so out of Charlotte right now in the North Carolina area, all over the United States. And you go in and figure out when, you know, when you're traveling, it will tell you how the fares are going to change. And so you can actually make a decision and go book your flights.
Chris Amonici with SeatCash and FareX as the travel season's gearing up. We thank you for taking time for us.
No, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to talk about our product and what we see coming.